from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How we doing on this fine Wednesday afternoon in New York City? There are a lot of benefits to having children. One of the benefits, I think, to having children is that it's an excuse to watch movies that you watched as a kid that they're then going to enjoy. So last night, while I've got the Mets and the Yankees on my tablets, my boys are like, we want to watch a sports movie. And I got to be careful because some of these sports movies, I'm not showing a Bad News Bears. I can't.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, my God.
The language in that is so horrendous.
I can't believe
I watched that when I was 12.
Yeah, me too. I thought the same thing.
It's just nuts.
It's crazy. So Bad News Bears is out. Major League, the original, is out. And so I'm flipping through the Disney app and Mighty Ducks comes up. And my boys are like, let's watch Mighty Ducks. Does it hold up? It's a great question.
That's the question about some of these old movies that we love.
Yeah.
Like, I think about, I haven't had my daughters yet watch, because my favorite movie, even still to this day, is probably The Goonies.
Oh, duh.
And so I haven't watched it in enough recency to know if it holds up, but I kind of want my daughters to watch it.
You got
to
watch it first. You got to screen it, bro.
I don't remember it being bad. I think it was all appropriate, but I don't know if it's going to hold up.
Well,
because I loved it.
You know what's
absolutely
funny?
Loved it.
I didn't remember that Bad News Bears didn't hold up until I pre-screened it like a year and a half ago. Because Jet, my oldest, was on a kick of all baseball movies, Little Big League, Rookie of the Year, like you name it. And so I said, let me just make sure. And it took like a half hour before I'm like, no shot. I'm not doing this. I don't think anything from Mighty Ducks doesn't hold up in terms of appropriateness.
Yeah.
But what I do remember now watching it, first of all, I can't get my eyes off the fact that Pacey is in Mighty Ducks. And by Pacey, you know what I'm talking about? Do you guys know what that means?
Dawson's Creek?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how I remember that.
I can't get over that. And even not just Pacey, but that guy Joshua Jackson was also in one of the great TV shows of all time called The Affair. I don't know if you guys have seen The Affair. It was like 4 seasons.
No, nope. Never saw that.
Oh, my God. That's some show. So he's in that, too. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's a kid. So I couldn't get over that. And it's not that it didn't hold up. It was that it was really cheesy and didn't make a lot of sense.
Quack, quack, yeah. Quack, 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 quack.
So they liked it, and then they watched D2, Mighty Ducks 2. That really didn't make any
That's
sense.
That's an abomination, D2.
They're going to the Olympics or something?
No, it's the Goodwill Games.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, the Goodwill Games.
Yeah, the whole thing is just very...
And you can't lasso people on the ice.
I watched that scene last night. So I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like, it's not as good as probably we thought.
And also, what do you mean, even though it's hockey? You didn't show them Showgirls, Evan. What does that mean? What a shot at hockey.
No, that was the shot they took at hockey because they have just not gotten into hockey.
Gotcha.
Now, my nephew has, as you know, Gavin down in Florida, where he's a diehard Florida Panther fan, Stanley Cup champion Florida Panther fan.
I've seen more championships than you.
But so far, my kids are more into baseball. Even football is like way too complicated. I am trying so hard with football.
Yeah.
And it's just
not intuitive.
Yeah, it's you almost have to be older than 8 and 3. Now, I'm sure there are some 8-year-olds that are really into it, but that's the, and like Jets into it, it's just, it's so complicated.
Don't show them any given Sunday. Don't do that.
Basketball is like the easiest sport to explain. Like, put ball in hoop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very
If you're behind this line, it's 3. Like, it's,
And whoever scores the most wins.
Yes.
You're right. It is so simple.
I think my youngest is getting into football. I think because he's screaming touchdown a lot, and he's playing with an Altoon figurine at home. I know that sounds random.
What?
Yeah. We found an Altoon figurine. And
did you explain to him who Altoon was?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I explained even dad is too young to remember Altoon.
That's amazing. I got a daddy hat at the Jets practice yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you say?
I said, they actually looked good, sweetheart. And she said, but that's not good, right? I said, no, it is. It is. It's fine. We don't have to hate the Jets. I did say that.
Well, there is audio.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good
but that's, you, Sean. You know why he's doing that, T?
Why?
About a month ago, I was listening to some weekend programming here at WFAN, and I heard Sean doing a show. He was doing it from home, which is great. I think that's a great decision. I'll let people do shows from home. Mm-hmm. I think I ushered that one in. And he brought his daughter on the air. And his daughter revealed that they hate the Jets.
Wow. And Eagles and Cowboys.
No, I only heard they hate the Jets. It's the only thing I heard from your daughter. And so I texted Sean. I was like, wow, so it all comes clean.
You're teaching them to hate the Jets, Sean?
You hate the Jets.
She has two uncles that she loves dearly that torment her for being a Giant fan as Jet fans.
Oh, I see.
So it's
they're
like,
Jet fans.
Yes. So she now is being raised. I don't like them teasing me.
Right.
I don't
naturally,
like the Jets.
That makes sense to me. Because, I mean, I'm almost forgotten that the Jets were so, they're so Long Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
But because they've been in Jersey for so long now, it's actually more, it's more 50-50 out on the island. Got it.
But as a four-year-old, she was curious. She knew where I went and wanted to know how the Jets looked.
Man.
I was like, you know what? I actually appreciate this.
That's very good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.